Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the SmackDown preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by one of the Dudley Boys, Michael Hamflett from What Culture, to look ahead to tonight's episode of Friday Night SmackDown. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review SmackDown, but also Monday Night Raw, the show formerly known as NXT Dubai. AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, they're joined by Michael Hamflett to look ahead tonight to the penultimate SmackDown before WrestleMania.
Yeah. This time last year, we were discussing the go-home show for SmackDown WrestleMania. Do you remember
that? Oh, yeah.
Remember that? And we're not this year. There's obviously going to be the SmackDown Hall of Fame doubleheader.
Would you say the IC titles raised slightly in significance?
A touch.
Then?
I would say a touch. There's going to be no Andrew the Giant Battle Royal that we're aware of this year. That double taping, I guess, that was going head-to-head with the Ring of Honor was feeling like an obligation because of just the fact that the two-night WrestleMania now makes that Friday SmackDown feel particularly redundant. It's basically, let's be honest, the most second redundant show happening on that Friday night because Rampage exists.
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine that. Like, how on earth next Friday's Rampage while Ring of Honor's happening over there and SmackDown before WrestleMania's happening over there and then Rampage has got to just exist. Taped, probably.
Oh, like, God, yeah. So it's not apologies in advance if I forget to do a Rampage podcast, genuinely.
It's one of them things where this year, I believe they've, at least with this card, and we'll talk about this presently, I believe they're trying to set up something pretty hot for that go-home SmackDown.
I agree.
You are going to go to that show. If you're in LA or if you're traveling for WrestleMania next week, as my esteemed colleague here is, there will, of course, be Hall of Fame stuff. There will be the feeling of WrestleMania in the air. It's going to be in the building where all of WWE stuff beyond WrestleMania itself is. But I've got a sneaking suspicion that, like, WWE, well, we're in the wrestling media space. You cannot reveal your sources. But, like, we have become aware that, like, in the summer months, there's going to be some pretty exciting surprise deliveries. and I think WWE have got one lined up for next Friday night.
Yeah.
The back of the biggest match on this card.
Yeah, let's talk about that, and then we'll circle back to maybe some stories heading towards WrestleMania on this show, because one of the few advertised matches for tonight's show is a big one. Cody Rhodes versus Ludwig Kaiser. And, well, I'll let you get into it, but all the ramifications that entails, we sense.
This is a super cool match, like on its own steam. Cody Rhodes worked a singles match against LA Knight a few weeks ago. That was such a lovely piece of television business. I've kind of not noticed this happening. I don't know if you have, but outside of that very, very on-brand clunker with The Miz early last year, they've actually kind of preserved the magic of the Cody Rhodes singles match thus far. It's hard to visualize him having many of these normalized TV singles matches, because there's not been many. You had the trilogy with Seth, then he's won the Royal Rumble, and he's obviously worked house shows, and he started to build himself as this.
Tagging with Gallows and Anderson.
He's like, just built himself as this WWE champion in weight, and he was doing house shows last year before the titty fell off. And as a result, the LA Knight match and now this feel quite unique. Oh, Cody's work. Like, he's got the full-time schedule that Roman doesn't, but they've managed to preserve how magic his TV singles matches feel. And this is different. Like, it's just an interaction between two characters that up to this point have had no reason to cross over, but it feels as if the match is the reason to cross over. We've all been kind of hoping that we'll see, like, Power Team USA Canada in action together before WrestleMania. And I think giving away the straight-up Cody-Sammy Kevin versus Roman in the Usos match would have been daft.
Yeah.
You're giving a lot of your WrestleMania physicality away on TV, and that's probably quite stupid. But Cody, Sammy, Kevin versus Imperium?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. The fact that you can have that match because that match kicks ass next week, but then also you'd have Sheamus and Drew, theoretically, out there to protect the integrity of the babyfaces, to offset potentially the Usos and Roman Reigns working on behalf of the heels, and then doing that very WWE, all in, big scrap. Oh my God, it's WrestleMania tomorrow.
We're out of time.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, all that kind of thing.
Wait a second, that's stirred something in me from my youth.
Oh my God.
I used to love them. I know it was a cliche, but
everyone just basically fists and fire. SmackDown graphic goes off the air, and then that's the last visual, like that last visual you get before WrestleMania. I could see it. I could really see it. Maybe this is just manifesting on my part because I really want to have a look at the Cody, Sammy, Kevin unit as a wrestling team just once before WrestleMania, and then beating Imperium without Gunther losing, obviously. But then beating Imperium is just like we've just beat one of the toughest groups on SmackDown. We're ready to take down the group in all of wrestling in the Bloodline. Mm. It's nice build stuff as well.
And I was just in my head there. I was waving in front of your face. I was putting together a finishing sequence where, let's be honest, it's not going to be Gunther.
No. Nope.
It's probably going to be Vinci or Kaiser. Mm-hmm. They're both fantastic workers. They can both take this brilliantly.
Yep.
But I was like, okay, Stunner, if you want to do that, because it just works easier in my head. Mm-hmm. Stunner, oh bloody hell, stumble, corner, haluva kick, low fall forward, crossroads.
Perfect, absolutely perfect. We're potentially talking over something that hasn't happened while not discussing something that will, which is Cody and Kaiser in singles. But
who wins?
Well, this is it, isn't it? Cody wins. It's a cool-ass match. I think it's got a quality ceiling because it's a WWE television match. But again, like, I love LA Knight, love him. But like, in-ring, Ludwig Kaiser is better than LA Knight. So we have the evidence is there that this will be even better and even more fun a piece of business than Cody and LA Knight was. So I think this is going to be really tremendous. I think it's going to feel good. Cody winning a singles match is like really good character building stuff for him. He's kind of, I've got to remind he's a wrestler.
Yes.
Like there's a lot of talk. It's all been gripping. It's all been amazing. It's been great build, but he's going to put the trunks and boots on and in his own words, do the work.
It feels weird looking ahead to SmackDown with quite a lot of wrestling, considering last week's was a lot of talking, but was kind of necessary to set up some of the stuff that hadn't been made official.
Well, this is it. I loved last week's SmackDown, and there was hardly any belt-to-belt that was worth speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
But the big angle stuff was great. So if this match delivers and they keep up this recent Raw the same, this recent track record of like putting some really interesting focus on the big WrestleMania matches, I think it'll be a good show.
Do you think I have anything from Sammy and Kevin on this? A lot, obviously. They reunited last week. Then they had the stuff on Raw.
No, not a lot. Like, again, you could have, if you wanted to, typically we record this on a Friday morning and something drops in the afternoon.
Typical,
so for all I know, we'll end up getting a match. But Kevin and Sammy I thought they were pitched perfectly on Monday. You got to open the show with them and then you got to feel good about the match taking place and everything. And then WWE, I think quite smartly, pivoted to focusing on Jay and Roman and all of that sort of stuff. So maybe not Kevin and Sammy so much as the Usos. The usual thing where you get the car arriving, or you get there. Well, we know the Bloodline are backstage, maybe not Roman, you know, but like we know the Usos and Solo are backstage, and how does Solo Sikoa feel, and all that kind of stuff. Just more breadcrumbs for what I assume is a Roman Reigns heavy SmackDown next week.
Yes, exactly. I sense a lack of Roman on this, although. Oh.
Oh my God.
The footage of him berating Solo Sikoa after Raw went off the air.
Oh, yes.
There's some breadcrumbs
exciting
for you
stuff,
there.
That, yeah.
I'm just looking at the SmackDown roster, which, as of right now, still contains Naomi. Mm-hmm. And thinking, the thing that drops, probably the moment we step out of the studio, in fact, Sod's Law, is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn have asked for a tune-up match.
Yeah.
And Hangman Pearce. What? No, that's not the wrong one.
Hangman Pearce.
It's because of that Twitter thing, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah.
Ebru. Shout out to Ebru.
Yeah. Because of that, you chuck them a few people, and I'm looking there, and I'm like, well, it can't be the Viking Raiders, because they're in the WrestleMania showcase, so you can't really beat them.
Yep.
I love them, mm-hmm. Humberto and Angel, but we haven't seen them for about God knows how long.
Yeah. I think Angel in particular might not have wrestled in 2023 or something daft like that.
Hit Row. I don't see that one happening. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. It was meant to play the theme music to Hit Row. So, even though
that button has never been used, there's like that one button with all that dust on it.
even though they're kind of turning face as a faction, I still wouldn't mind because I think they could have a great match because I think these two guys, along with the other people in the group, are great. Legado del Fantasma? Cruz del Toro? And Joaquin Wilde?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe. What about if... here's a bit of dovetailing for you. What about if... are you joking me? Even these two clowns have just gone and taught themselves it and they're getting a tag team title match and there's no space on the card for L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
And he acquires himself a partner. I know. Xavier Woods. And then we do Night and Day's debut match, which ends in a defeat when Xavier Woods is like, I'm not tagging you. And L.A. Knight gets beaten. Haluva kicked and stunned.
I like that, especially because it's double duty for L.A. Knight on tonight's show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Because I was working myself into a shoot there because I was like, L.A. Knight gets pinned, Haluva kick into the stunner, and the stunner is foreshadowing from getting stunned by Steve Austin at WrestleMania.
By the way, I did that news with Andy today, which I have no idea what the schedule is, so it's either going to come out after this or before this podcast.
Punk has been on.
Stone Cold is saying, hang on, let me get the exact quote that I wrote down here, because never has there been more of an Edge pre-Royal Rumble quote. My days in the ring are done. I haven't been contacted about WrestleMania 39. Bullshit, Steve. Right? I've got no problem if you don't want to work it or whatever. Or if you want to say, no, I had my last match and I'm just going to write down that swear because I got in a bit of trouble yesterday.
He called the success of the Owens match a fluke. Didn't
he? if you just want to say, I don't want to wrestle anymore. I was just wearing the Dynamite. I don't know where it came from. It was you. It's my
fault.
Yeah. So sorry about that. Oh, you got a fine to pay, by the way.
Sorry, I dropped it.
No, I'm joking. But thanks to everyone for being so good about it on socials. But what I was going to say, if you want to say, I wanted to have my last match in Texas, I don't really want to have another match. That's one thing. I haven't been contacted about WrestleMania 39. Yes, you have, Steve.
I don't believe you.
They've said, who would you like to stun? That's what they've said. They've said, all you need, it's WrestleMania Goes Hollywood. We need the Star of the Condemned. Who do you want to stun? And it's probably, But, well, speaking of him.
He's a busy boy tonight.
The rumour is that he also could face Bobby Lashley as a sort of last minute addition.
Yeah. I don't.
He's got to be on that card one more. In terms of heading to WrestleMania, it's LA WrestleMania. Come on. Are you going to do the big post-WrestleMania push? Do something.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a push. I don't love LA Knight, Bobby Lashley, but I kind of love that they're both getting something. WrestleMania always has at least one wrestler who, just through bad luck or bad timing, is inexplicably frozen out. Mm. Like, the cards are... It is still a prize, and there are wrestlers that aren't on it and ones that are this year, and, you know, like, that's just the way it goes sometimes. But... The cards are big cards, so there's, like, space would typically be found, right? But
7 matches probably each night, innit?
Yeah.
And we've only got, like, 12 right now.
Aye. Like, space is typically found for everybody. And this is always the case, there's always somebody who's like, they just fell out of favour at exactly the wrong time. And they just didn't get that one spot, or there was no... And then it's like, but then these, like, not to pick on anyone in the matches specifically, but there's always a version of, like, there's these loser showcase matches, and even so-and-so couldn't get in there. You know what I mean? Like, there's always that, how it works. And LA Knight is that. Meanwhile, Bobby Lashley has all fallen victim to this whole Fiend nonsense. So, like, there's two of them by accident. So it's sort of resourceful to bring them together. I just think the match isn't that appealing. Like, Bobby Lashley is a quality wrestler, a star, like, former WWE champion, so it doesn't need this kind of Wikipedia reading entry, but, like, is a star of something bigger, truthfully, than squashing LA Knight. LA Knight's trajectory kind of goes beyond just losing a mid-card squash to Bobby Lashley, but what else is there?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that, because I... had a brainwave on the news, so apology for either repeating this take or spoiling the take you're about to get on the news later on today, whatever time that goes out. Bobby Lashley, LA Knight, you're right. I want to get them both on the card one way or another, but I don't want either of them to lose that match, and I certainly don't want a shenanigan DQ bollocks WrestleMania match. Trade offer. Bobby Dashley on one side of a tag. Party match, Sting-esque, of just like, bollocks.
Okay.
I'll see if you can guess who you think's taking the fall in this match. As I read through the people, by the way. Feel free to chuck in a parry and poss if you want, or whatever, but not for me, right? On one side, Bobby Lashley. On the other side, LA Knight. But, I hear you ask, Michael Hamflett, who are their tag team partners?
Yeah, who are their tag team partners?
I'm glad you asked. On the baddie side, granted, I realise we have just a little under
90s.
To set this match up.
Of course.
On the heel side, Elias. On the babyface side, Rick Boogs. Bobby Lashley and Rick Boogs doing an entrance is enough for me.
Sort of great.
Who do you think's taking the fall in
that? That's sort of great, I fear, for Elias. That's sort of great, you know. Like, and it would, there are...
And it's nice for Boogs as well, because he obviously had a horrible... Well, he had a great partial WrestleMania, and then right up until about 10 minutes into the match.
Is it, off the top of your head, the only ongoing regular weekly story in WWE that hasn't got a WrestleMania thing attached to it? I can't think of any others off the top of my head that aren't like... Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's not like a one-off match here and there. Like, what?
I wasn't sure then, for a split second, if you were alluding to the Mysterio stuff.
Oh, or, yeah. Yeah, no.
Or baiting me into trying to say Mustafa Ali and Dolph Ziggler should go on WrestleMania.
There is that as well. I'd forgotten about that. You just keep adding them. Like, make it a loser six-man where you put them on either side as
I quite like it, though. It's like, we're just going to have... Bollocks, we'll have some sort of knockoff Survivor Series 5. Five-man, you know, but no eliminations, none of that nonsense.
1-4, it's Elias.
Yeah, it's Elias. Whoever it is in that it's match, in Hart, Elias is taking the pinfall. So, yeah, I just hope they both get on the card. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But let's talk about LA Knight's match tonight, which was set up sensationally on last week's SmackDown, where he said, if you don't want to fight your son, how about I kick his ass?
Incredible. Incredible stuff last week from LA Knight. Again, this idea, just to sort of reiterate what we said last week, the fact that you are being thought about enough to be involved in something like this at this time of year with WrestleMania on the horizon is an attaboy from Triple H off in the locker room that they've got plans for you, you know.
It's always when they say it as well, isn't it? It's like if they don't say anything, if they don't say, well, am I not on WrestleMania? You go, well, you're not making a WrestleMania. Yeah, like, no offense, but.
Well, Boogs and Elias are having this weird, like, war of strings, and neither of them have said, we should settle this at WrestleMania. They're just not allowed to utter the word or look at the sign or anything like that. It's just, oh, is it March? I hadn't noticed. Like, this should be great. I think LA Knight beats Rey Mysterio 1-2-3 tonight because Dominic Mysterio takes away the last Rey Mysterio match before going into the Hall of Fame just to get to his deadbeat dad.
Like going in a loser, Dad.
Going in a loser. Is that going to make you want to fight me? Like the fact that like me and the...
The answer's still going to be no.
No, constantly no. Like, and it's easy done as well because Dominic, like they've kind of like... WWE, so sometimes a bit too subtle.
Okay.
But he's got that group.
Has he?
Yeah.
He's in the f***ing judgment day.
So there's an easy pickings, all the group beat up Rey Mysterio type finish where Dominic doesn't even have to do it on his own.
Yeah.
And then Rey's left for dead and Dominic's saying, ha, screwed you, you've gone into the hall, a complete loser.
And that'd put, wait a second, just to clarify, sorry to interrupt there, but that'd put LA Knight in the winner's column and that would probably put Rey Mysterio by that information on the other side.
Very nice. And that's Rey's last, I don't think he answers here and that. I think he's like laid out on the floor and Dominic's like, you're going to the Hall of Loser, Dad. My dad, you were a loser, Dad. Now you're a loser wrestler. Have I made it clear that I find you to be a loser, Dad? Like, and next week, obviously, Ray's got one last chance to respond to this like latest heartbreak, basically. I keep saying it. I don't think I want the graphic. Like, I want to be teased out and teased out on this. I don't know if I want the fight on the night. I don't know if I want the Hall of Fame to be the moment where he's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, apologies. Like, I keep booking Conan to get his ass kicked.
Well, is it this SmackDown where Dominic was saying, like, all the family's here as well?
Yeah, he's confronting the Mysterios tonight. Yes. It's the most entirely anticipated show of the week.
So, like, Ray doing that, like, whole, like, really trying so hard to, you know, it's family occasion. Families don't get along sometimes, but we're not going to talk about it. We're just going to get through it, and then we're going to get back in the car and go home, right? Like, this is the equivalent of going to, like, a Toby Carvery with aunties and uncles that you don't like, but it's someone's birthday, and it's like, oh, we'll just get through it, and then they blow the candles out, and then we can go. Well, like, we don't even need to enjoy the food. We'll get a Mackey's when we all get home. Like, Ray can just say, oh, it's really great to have you here. I'm going to have this match with LA Knight. Like, a little bit inadvertently kind of overlooking it. I really appreciate you coming to see us. We'll get this match, and then we'll all go out and eat afterwards. And then Angie's like, do you think
Dominic... I'll get some Angie acting tonight,
aren't we? Do you think Dominic's want to come, if we're going to come out? And Ray's going to be like, Angie, you know our son Dominic right now just... his head isn't with it, and he keeps trying to have this match with me, and Angie's going to pretend like she's not been watching a family breakdown over the last 6 months. What do you mean a match with you, Ray? He's our son. You are his father. What? How do you think this is making Aaliyah, his sister, our daughter, feel about this?
The ex-girlfriend of Buddy Murphy.
I'm sorry, I'll have this match with LA Knight because I'm a wrestler. What? You're a wrestler? Yeah, I'll have this wrestling match where I'll win, and then we'll go for food, and then he loses. So Dominic has not only, like, yet again tried to bait his dad, but he's ruined the family dinner by leaving Ray a crumpled mess.
He's going to confront the Mysterios tonight. I don't know what that means.
Aaliyah's going to slap him, and Rhea's going to go for Aaliyah, which is an overlap in the workshoot world, and I'm yet. Like,
what is Buddy Murphy thinking?
They can make a porridge stirring reference.
Oh, God.
Purple porridge, you know when you put jam in, and you make it purple porridge, and now it's Judgment Day porridge. Porridgement Day.
Oh, God, I really, really, you know, really
when you get it in a, you know when you get it in a pot and you peel the lid off and the instructions of how to cook it? Like, do you ever have that, like, purple porridge? Put, like, raspberry blackcurrant jam in porridge, yeah? That's Judgment Day porridge, now.
That's what I call it in my house. Kids are having Judgment Day porridge. Don't like wrestling, Dad. Shut up!
Eat your f***ing porridge, son!
Got to sit on the naughty step. No, not there. On the other side.
Done it. Tick.
Tick. Yeah, I also want the baiting of, hey, I'm not here to, I'm confronting you.
Yeah.
But I'm a good guy. I'm a reformed criminal. So let's have a meal whilst Ray's watching. Right now, they've got a big table set up.
Yes.
And you get the, Mummy, can you pass the salt?
Oh, mate,
they both reach me.
Oh, yeah. That's incredible. I love it.
I'm so excited for this.
You do this in front of my mommy. Camera pans to the left. It's like the T-Pain reveal of Rhea Ripley just stood up in the room. She's been there the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What if Finn shows up?
It's not a version of this that isn't good.
No.
So that's what we're getting to. We're just together as normal for the SmackDown review, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the, like, we'll have to explain next week. Like, yeah. The pod schedule is going to be all over the shop. But
apologies in advance.
But that's good. I'm excited to talk about whatever happens here as much as I imagine it.
Yeah. This is first thing Saturday morning watching SmackDown.
Yeah.
Actually, wait a second. When do the clocks?
Ooh, midnight.
Oh, don't do this to me. Am I going full Hamlet tonight? I mean, is the curiously cinnamon just peeking out from behind that cupboard door?
It was indeed curiously cinnamon as well. There was, like, cinnamon, but there was kind of some other curious flavours.
I don't know why I've got an affinity with that mascot.
Yeah.
You all right? Hey, wait a second. Hey, curiously cinnamon mascot.
Hey, you all right?
I was just glad to give him the press on Twitter because Bray Wyatt bouncing has left them without, like, the WrestleMania platform they were going to be getting, doesn't it?
All right, Dad, I'll fight you, but only if there's cereal on the line.
That's going to, like, the one thing, obviously, if Finn Balor turns up, you're not going to have to worry about him stealing any. He's not eating cereal in like 10 years.
You know the whole like, oh, your dad left to get milk and never came back. Yeah. Like winner pours milk on the Curacy cinnamon.
That's all it is.
And Ray and Dom.
All this time, Dominic's just been sat with a bowl of dry cereal. My dad be dead.
I would legitimately, right, no gimmick, go 2 for 2 for brilliant sponsored matches. Because I should be there yesterday when Anne-Louise, my wife, came into work because I had after work drinks last night. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the Pitch Black.
I didn't hear this.
With Jules, because Jules is kind of out of the loop of it all. And I went, yeah, it was like this kind of rubbish. LA Knight was great, obviously. Kind of rubbish match, but it was under UV light, like that. What are you going to do, laser tag in? Yeah. And he was like, what? I just showed him a picture, and even Anne-Louise went, what's this match?
It was luminous and made to sell pop, and it worked.
By the way, that's my entire suitcase coming back. It better be.
Jesus Christ, I don't even want to...
Where's the cameras, Adam? Stuff had to be left behind, I'm sorry.
I'm going to put this on a podcast and then it puts you under more pressure. Yeah. It's like asking if your friend can come for tea in front of your parents so they feel obliged to say yes. I'm going to say this on a podcast now so other listeners can pester you to do it on my behalf. When you're over there, it's not just Pitch Black I want. You've seen those fridges. You've seen those ranges. You know the work
like
I'm
what
doing.
You brought in for the streams.
Yes, you know the work I'm doing to go to the various shady news agents of the Northeast to try and find it, like illegitimately acquired Mountain Dews.
Yeah.
If you see a one that is new to our... Mountain Dew Cinematic Universe. It's got to come back.
It's a bit all over the place, by the way. I don't know how this works in America, but when we get back, that schedule's, it's already all over the place. We have a Thursday, correct? Then it's Good Friday and Easter and we're off and...
I'm not around because the system doesn't work.
Well, granted, but even so, we're not here. Like, SmackDown previews and reviews are going to be...
It's going to go wild.
All over the
goddamn... We'll lay this out with people next week.
The content never sleeps, guys. Like... We have to knock the Fight Night boxing podcast off the wrestling chart, basically.
Stupid Poindexter in Silicon Valley screwing us over again. Hit people for real in boxing. It's rubbish.
And I just, right, here's the thing. With the Rhea Ripley thing, great, love her. Thought last week they really salvaged that Charlotte Flair feud. And then they had to do more talking on Raw. Here's a rule, no more talking. Do exactly what you did last week if you want to. Mm-hmm. If you want, you know, Aaliyah to be about to be riptided by Rhea for some shenanigans with the Mysterios, and then Charlotte Flair's like, family, good, important to me as well.
That's good.
You can do that, but I don't want any more talking at fighting. These two are the best when they just fight each other.
That's really good. I understand what it is to be, like, that's the kind of, like, dovetailing I like from Triple H's WWE. Mm. She understands what it is to be part of a wrestling family with a rich history, and the one thing you don't do is disrespect wrestling family, and just clotheslines Rhea over the top rope and they brawl out into the crowd, and Dominic suddenly looks around and realizes that basically the diesel to his Shawn Michaels is gone and now he's gonna have to deal with his mom and sister kicking the f***ing out of him.
Like that. Also like the idea of him. You hear that? They called me the wrestler they compared me to there. And folks, I mean, where's the line?
Adam Wilborn.
And what we got here? What are you doing?
What? This is what you do, isn't it? What have I got on my phone?
No, this is from the Rampage preview. We often do this with Sidge, if you're unaware.
What am I looking at right now on my phone?
Oh, my. Hang on. Wait a second.
Oh, my God.
Should we say mixed reaction to the cinematic parodies of this year's WrestleMania? Tell the listeners what, and I must say this was sent to me by regular listener John Oldfield. Thank you, John, for all your engagement and all the crack we have on Twitter. But this was tweeted out by Finn Balor this morning.
The usual suspects. Four criminals, one lineup, no coincidence with them. And the shadows. I still don't understand how they do that lighting.
Yeah.
I need someone explain to me how they do it. I don't make sense.
I want the Kaiser Soze conclusion to the usual suspects as done by
Ludwig Kaiser Soze.
As done by the Judgment Day. But in the bit where, obviously, like, not a spoiler, exactly, I won't tell you exactly how it plays out, but there is a certain scene where the big reveal of the film involves somebody that appears to not be able to walk, suddenly walking. Mm-hmm. I want Dominic Mysterio to play that bit and then fall over. So, like, you think he's suddenly going to, like, pick up his step and then he just goes flying.
I ever tell you, I don't get annoyed by a lot. One of my real pet peeves is when I'm talking to someone or doing an activity with someone. And they're on the phone.
Yes.
And you can just tell they're not really listening to you. Like, I'd rather someone say, sorry, can I just, and then you can tell me whatever you're going to tell me. I realised that I just sort of bounce around my life and just go, you have to tell me this all information right now. And you go like, oh, what do you think about this? And they go, huh? And you've been talking for like 3 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
The worst one of that was my old flatmate, Sparky. I was like, you've never seen The Usual Suspects? He was like, no. I was like, it's one of the greatest films of all time. We're watching it tonight. Mm. And I put it on and he's tweeting, doing whatever.
No.
10 minutes into the film, like, kind of crucial, spoilers, for the long-term story of the film. And he turned to me about 10 minutes in and went, who's this Kaiser Soze lad they keep banging on about? And it's off. We're turning it off because we're not concentrating, are we?
You don't respect the process, pal.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to get some mind games a little bit from Gunther tonight? Because I like the idea. I keep banging this drum and it's going to happen eventually of him going, guys, both of you can beat me, but only one of you can be IC champion.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Because that's the story of the match, isn't it? It's going to be, if it was one of them, they probably can win. And hopefully long term, it is Sheamus. Although I did hear a good bit of booking where Sheamus or Drew becomes champion, but Gunther doesn't take the pin. And technically, he's still undefeated when he challenges for the world title. No, but it's shenanigans, I get it.
I'd rather just committed. You win, you gain more for Gunther if, say, for example, he gets out of this triple threat alive at WrestleMania and then at Backlash, he loses straight up to Sheamus.
Yes.
I genuinely, like, we've seen this a million times with AEW, and we've even seen it in WWE in the last year or so. It is okay to lose the big singles match as long as it is made clear that something else is beyond. Sami Zayn has had it, recent example, but there's been others. I don't know. This is a bit of a WWE brain take. I'm not sure what story there is left to tell here. I don't want to lean any harder in on the Sheamus and Drew thing because I'm not stupid, and I don't wish to be patronised by the television saying, like, one of us is going to do it. And it's going to be me, isn't it? That's going to be me. Mm. You know, that obvious thing. Like, I'd rather they not be forced to patronise each other. Like, let's just do away with it. Yes, we're mates, but we know how this works.
Yes. You can still tell that story and have Drew, fingers crossed, turn heel when he doesn't win.
Like, they don't need to be stupid. And Sheamus especially can feel like, Drew's going to try and beat me up, but that's okay because I'm going to beat him up. It's a match. And then when it goes wrong and Drew jumps him from behind, that betrays, like, the kind of gentleman's agreement they had. Like, we'll kick each other half to death, but we'll do it to each other's faces.
Yes.
And then the idea that if he attacks him from behind after a loss or something, after WrestleMania, I think that's the move for me. So I don't need... It's boring. It's a boring pitch, but sometimes the feuds suit it. Let's have a look at them in gyms. Let's oil the bodies up and let's have a look at them in gyms. Sheamus does it anyway for his YouTube channel. Gunther's every gym selfie is better than the last. Drew's stacked and jacked and has been since the day he came back. Let's just have a look at them getting ready for this. Drew, like, remember when they had, like, before the Pando closed it all down, they had, like, Drew back in Scotland pushing boulders uphill or whatever it was. Let's have a look at some of that daft stuff. These are monsters of men.
Mm. Like, they don't need any more selves.
How do they get ready for just running into each other at WrestleMania?
Finally, WrestleMania Showcase. The men's one's already confirmed. Mm-hmm. Braun Strowman and Ricochet, Street Profits, Alpha Academy and the Viking Raiders. No doubt some more developments on that tonight. Mm-hmm. Obviously probably involving Braun, Ricochet and the Viking Raiders. In terms of the women's, all we know so far is Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. Now, generally, the reports seem to suggest the likes of Natalya and Shotzi, maybe Carmella and Chelsea Green. I don't know what kept Carmella off Raw this week. And obviously, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. It's liking the sound of that. I want Ronda and Shayna on it. And I feel like if Ronda is carrying an injury, a four-way protects her and Shayna can do loads of the work because that's the story.
Yeah.
Shayna kicks AS and Ronda goes, thanks, I'll finish this off.
So I'm just being, like, I'm trying to imagine stuff for the sake of it, really, because the match itself is going to feel like nothing beyond a weird trivia question in a few years.
Yes.
Oh, that's what Ronda Rousey was doing. Let's be honest. Like, I don't even know if she's going to win, because I think if anything, you kind of put some shine on Raquel Rodriguez, like, or certainly having her hanging out with Ronda Rousey. I would quite like Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler to qualify for this match tonight. I would then like Caden Carter and Katana Chance to be given like a slot from NXT for the third place and hoy the losers in a battle royal next week. And rather than it being like which team, it's the final two people in the battle royal who it doesn't matter if they're partners because this division's a joke.
I like that.
Tegan Nox and Natalya, like they weren't partners to begin with, but now it's just everybody's in the battle royal. Everyone that's left is in the battle royal. Tegan Nox and Zelina Vega, for example, right? Just like these aren't friends, but they've won battle, like, and they've somehow managed to punch their ticket at the very last minute.
Or I suppose it could be
Desperate.
What are you pitching?
I have the WWE alumni page open.
Great, yep.
And when you say stop, because it's mostly men, surprise, surprise, yeah. Here, any woman that is on the screen mm-hmm. will be picked. We'll do it twice. And that's the Legends tag team that joins the match a la Beth did it, didn't she, a few years back?
Yeah, Divas of Doom, didn't they? Yeah. I like that. All right, stop.
Oh my God.
With?
You've got a choice.
Oh.
Queen Charmel.
Uh-huh.
Persia Perotta.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Peyton Bloody Royce.
How am I? I've got to give
you... How long ago did Peyton give birth? Because wrestling fans tell me that you can get back in the wrestling ring a minute after it's happened.
Let's just assume she's good to go, because I would hate to take that away from you.
I'm not going to... I swear, Peyton Royce, you know this, I don't do this. Nope. I'm not going to give it this. I'm just going to keep scrolling.
Peyton Royce is in.
I was going up and down and up and down and up and down. You tell me when to
stop.
Okay.
I'm sensing from that noise that we didn't go to journalism for this.
It's not that.
Nope.
I suppose there's two here. You've got a choice. Mm-hmm. Although I sense this one's slightly more likely than the other, considering one name is Ember Moon, who's
Okay.
busy elsewhere.
Yeah. Got a lot on.
Doing great guns.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the Legends team for the WrestleMania Showcase, as announced by What Culture's SmackDown Preview podcast.
Yep. And we are never wrong.
And we are never wrong. Peyton Bloody Royce teaming and defeating Ronda Rousey, actually. She takes a pinfall
in
the WrestleMania Showcase. Because her teammate is... Eden Styles.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
And I do believe it's Ronda Rousey got a black belt.
I think she does.
There's your promo sorted. Right, let's know your thoughts ahead of SmackDown tonight on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, you can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Hamlet at...
Well, who the hell told you it was open mic night? At Michael Hamlet.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn if this comes off, oh my God. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Subscribe to WhatCulture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Me and Sid will be back later. It's a preview Rampage, and we got WrestleCulture with a hashtag. Bloody good quiz coming your way later on as well, of course. We'll be back on Monday to review this SmackDown, and my God, what a SmackDown it could be. But for now, this has been the SmackDown preview. My thanks to Michael Hamlet. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.